Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. The controversial statue of former Premier William Crowther is a step closer to being removed. A Hobart City Council committee's unanimously voted to remove it from Franklin Square. Crowther, who died in 1885, decapitated the corpse of Tasmanian Aboriginal man William Lanney. The committee voting to commission a new sculpture, keeping the plinth, while a new permanent home should be found for the statue. A final vote will go down on Monday, August 15, when Hobart Council meets. A new cohort of community paramedics have been deployed to the front line to reduce unnecessary patient load into our emergency departments. As ambulance ramping becomes more common, it's hoped the new model will alleviate pressure on the workforce. Acting CEO of Ambulance Tasmania, Jordan Emery, says they'll be stationed right across the state.
So here in Hobart, we'll have community paramedics working 7 days a week. We'll have community paramedics also working in the Launceston region and across the northwest, initially out of Ulverston Station, and in the future out of Burnie Ambulance Station.
We're bracing for a downpour this weekend. The Weather Bureau forecasting up to 15 mils of rain to fall in Hobart on Saturday. Forecaster Belinda House says another low is being pushed over Hobart tomorrow afternoon.
Then on Saturday, those winds are going to turn around to the southeast, and that southeasterly wind direction is going to bring the moist conditions in over Hobart, with those showers continuing during the day on Saturday.
And some good news for our wallets. Petrol prices are still dropping. Unleaded's going for an average of $1.86 a litre across Hobart this morning. And to the NBL, the newest Jack Jumper is keen to prove himself in front of his new head coach. Isaac White will have the chance to fight for a long-term spot in the league as Clint Steindl's injury replacement. White says he's focused on making the most of this opportunity with the Jack Jumpers.
Continuing to grow as a player. Obviously, I'd love to hit the floor as much as I can and help the team out. I've just got to put in the work in this off-season. Enjoy being here too. Like, it's a cool opportunity to be a professional basketball player.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.